I did mention before the break that we'll be talking to Jill Sweetman about what I think, and she says this, is a culture of kids playing games and being part of the gaming to the expense of lots of other things. Now, there's some quite striking figures coming out of the UK about this. In the UK in October 2019, the National Health Service there set up a special clinic to treat children and young adults with gambling problems associated with the internet and gaming. And I have raised before the notion of gaming, which offers rewards to kids and often requires small investments along the way or in-app purchases. Half of parents in the UK allow their children to play games classified for 18 plus, and it's certainly something I've been asked to approve at home. Games like Grand Theft Auto, for argument's sake, which are classed as 18 plus games, the kids want to play them. And what the problem that we're facing is some parents are letting their kids play that online and they're pressuring other kids to join in. And we really, I think, do need to start taking more responsibility for these things. Good afternoon, Jill.
Good afternoon, Carl. Lovely to be with you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you again. And the problem that we have been discussing for some time now continues to throw up new statistics, which are quite disturbing, doesn't it?
Indeed. And you happen to mention GTA 5 Grand Theft Auto, which is not one of our most savoury games, as I'm sure that you would agree. And what we're realising is that children are at a younger and younger age, sometimes as young as 8 or 9 or 10, are playing these sorts of games that are really violent and are certainly intended for 18 years and over. And this is most disturbing. And I would suggest that you, like me, and also your listening audience, would be really wondering, what are we exacerbating? What are we doing in the homes that somehow this is being allowed?
Well, you know, I think Grand Theft Auto, we mentioned this, is a game which encourages children to take the place of a criminal who goes out and commits criminal offences. Some of those are driving offences, some of those are violence, some of those are breaking and entering. So it's teaching kids to role play through that. But I'm just wondering whether we should be angry at other parents who are doing this, because what is happening, of course, is our own kids are coming home from school and saying, well, you know, my mate plays this and he plays online. He wants us to play. You know, they're inadvertently causing pressure for a lot of other kids who should not be exposed to this.
That's true. And a lot of children are being exposed to it by their older brothers and sisters that are playing this. And I know that you and I have concurred on this before, that perhaps we as parents and as grandparents and as influencers in the community really need to take a stand and say, that might happen in other families, but it doesn't happen here. And to negotiate with the play dates or when children go to other people's homes, that is just a game, or that is a particular activity that we don't want our children involved in. And I think that's perfectly reasonable. Somehow we think that just because they're in somebody else's home, or just because it's on the internet, or just because it's offered on Xbox, or it's part of the suite of games that another family has, doesn't mean to say that that's what we want in our family values.
Just wondering what role schools have to play in this. I mean, whether schools, in terms of their advice to parents or, newsletters or things they put out saying, we don't support our children playing games which are of this particular category, to keep reminding parents that and then say, because it does affect other people in our school community.
I think that's excellent. And there are certain schools that even banned the discussion of Fortnite in the playground. I mean, have you ever heard in the course of your lifetime a game never even being able to be discussed because of what it was doing to the children, just consuming them and creating that peer pressure? And I agree with that. With the work that I do as a parent coach, and with also the work I do talking to parents in schools and community groups, is certainly to say that we have to be very aware of the games that children are playing and what's associated with that. And I realise we're using GTA 5 as an example today, but that involves prostitution and treating women not well at all. And I'll leave it at that. Perhaps our listeners can, draw their own conclusions there. But it's It's horrific.
Well, they may draw their own conclusions, Jill, but I think most of our listeners, and I stand to be corrected, have never looked at GTA or some of those games and don't know what their kids are actually doing on those games. They haven't bothered to find out exactly what it is their kids are role-playing.
That's true. May I share an example? I was working with a beautiful young girl who was in her senior year, and she was very upset about the fact that her brothers and her dad, and this is a nice family, Carl, this is not a family that isn't a substance, a very nice family. And she was trying to do her studies for her major HSC exams with two brothers on the other side of the wall playing GTA 5. And she was very upset about the caliber of language and the way that they were speaking to each other and speaking to others on the game. So much so that she designed a project for school where she surveyed her own extended family to say, what do violent video games do to the culture within homes? Now, I thought that was extraordinary, but there is a young lady really crying out for help.
Yeah, it's and you talk about, I think, a lot about the culture within family homes and the lack of culture within family homes about communication, where the kids are off doing things on devices and they're just not connecting with the rest of their family.
That's very true. And I heard a most disturbing and certainly a very sad statistic that fathers in the US today spend less than 30 minutes a week, a week talking to their young men, talking to their boys. And yet that same child could be spending 15 or more hours on a video game. And where our gorgeous young men and our beautiful young women, are they getting the one-on-one, the deep, real connection with mum and dad, eye to eye, or the people that are important in their world, such that they don't have to go to their rooms, isolate themselves, and find entertainment and find involvement in games? That statistic broke my heart, and I've known about it for some time.
Jill, thanks very much for your time today. Always interesting to talk, but we've run out. Hopefully we can talk to you again soon.
I would look forward to that, Carl, and thank you so much indeed.